Today we have the great joy of celebrating the birth of our Blessed Lady. First, we have to keep in mind the Church celebrates the birth of only three people in her entire calendar, and that is our Lord, Our Lady, and St. John the Baptist. Those are the three people of the New Testament who were born without sin. John the Baptist, of course, had sin removed from his soul at the time of the visitation. Our Blessed Lady was conceived without original sin. And of course, our Lord is God and had no sin at all. And so what we see today in the birth of our Blessed Lady is that in a very, very specific way, the work of salvation had begun. God had been preparing it from the very beginning. You go back to the third chapter of the book of Genesis, we're told that there'd be enmity between the serpent and the woman, between her offspring and his. And we're told that she is going to crush his vile and disgusting head. We see that foreshadowed with Deborah, with Judith, with Esther, the holy women in the Old Testament, recognizing that there is a victory that is going to be the woman's victory. So God had been preparing all along, even as we see in the gospel. We have the promises that God made to Abraham. We have the promises that God made to David. So St. Matthew begins his gospel by showing us exactly the line as it comes from Abraham through David right down to St. Joseph and our Blessed Lady. So we see the fulfillment of the promises, but what is most important for us is to recognize not only are the promises fulfilled, but to see the way that God is working. So when we look at our Blessed Lord, of whom we hear in the first reading, the incarnate wisdom, the one whose delight it is to be among the children of men, we have the one who gave him birth. So if he is the sun in the sky, if he is like the rising sun, our Blessed Lady is the dawn. She is that beautiful light before the sun makes its way up to the horizon, but the sky begins to brighten. That's exactly what we're celebrating today. She is not the Messiah, but yet she is the means by which the Messiah would come into the world. She is the specific means by which God has now begun the work of salvation. And so it is a great day for all of us. It is a great day because it's our mom. She's our spiritual mother. So we celebrate our mother's birthday. We would always ask mom, whether it was Mother's Day or birthday, what do you want for your birthday? And the answer would always be the same. I just want good kids. Well, that's exactly what Our Lady would tell us too. She just wants good kids. She wants us to be in the state of grace. She wants us to be striving for holiness. She wants us to be being conformed to her Son. She wants us to be able to be in heaven. So in the meantime, our Lord remains with us. He finds his delight in the children of men. So he is with us still. And so is our Blessed Lady. Because wherever Jesus is, when you look in the New Testament, there's where you're going to find Our Lady. And so she is with him, and therefore she is with us. He has not abandoned us, and neither has she. And so we look to them as an example, as a guide, as the means for us to be able to achieve the salvation which God has promised through our Blessed Lord. So obviously, none of us is either conceived without original sin nor born without original sin. So we don't have the comparison in that kind of a way. That's not the point. The point is that Our Lady could not do any of that without the grace of God, and neither can we. She didn't do it on her own. It was God's grace, and it is God's grace at work within us. Number one, to be able to believe in Jesus. Stop and think what a gift that is, that you have been given the grace to believe in Jesus, and that you have the grace also to want to serve him, to love him, to be able to receive him in Holy Communion. What a gift. The majority of the people in the world still do not have that, and you do. What a blessing. All of it, obviously, a gift from God, but in God's providence, he has made this all dependent on one person, and that is our Blessed Lady. And so today the world rejoices because we celebrate the birth of the one whom God had chosen, the woman who will be indeed victorious through the crushing of the head of the enemies of our souls, the one who brought the Messiah, the Son of God, into this world so that salvation would be ours.